a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Whoops. I always forget my microphone. The House Committee on Transportation will please come to order. Let everybody settle down here a bit. I'd like to greet everybody that's here to testify and to observe today, and welcome the people on the internet, and remind everyone to please make sure your cell phones are off or on vibrate or whatever silent mode you can do for us. I'd also like to welcome our young men, a man I see right now, who are pages with. We'll have at least one come up and introduce himself right now. If you would, please tell us where you're from, a little bit about yourself, what you plan on doing after high school.
My name's Ryder Wilson. I'm a senior at Wall High School. I plan on attending University of Minnesota Morris, majoring in communications and also political science.
Thank you. I haven't met you, but you're in my district, so I really appreciate Wall, by the way, as an outstanding school. So. If you want to check out some of their, proud to have them in my district, some of their test scores and accomplishments there. They're outstanding. Okay, we'll have the secretary call the roll, please.
Representatives Feikert.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Shrimp.
Here.
Russell. Steele.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Quam.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Hickey.
Here.
And Vercio.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you. Entertain a motion on the minutes, please. Was that Representative Duvall? And second was Representative Shrimp. I still swear I'm going to split you guys up. I can't ever tell which of the female voices is talking over there. Okay, all those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, same sign. I'd like to remind everyone to please sign in back there at the podium if you haven't already and indicate whether you're going to be pro or con on the bill. Oh, they did. You're still not far enough apart, probably.
They put the thorn between the two roses. Hopefully that'll help.
I'd like to remind those who... Oh, we have our second page here. Would you come up and introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Tommy Nealon. I'm from Watertown, and after high school, I plan on going to Bradley University to study history and political science.
Thank you very much. And those two gentlemen will be the ones that, if you have any handouts, that you would give to them, and they'll hand them out to the committee. Quick reminder, probably shouldn't have to, looking at who's here to testify, but please direct all questions through the chair here, if you would, please. And we'll jump right into House Bill 1162. Are there any proponents for House Bill 1162? This is an act to provide for special organ donation decals for license plates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. David Lust, House District 34. I'll give a brief pitch and let those who are more knowledgeable about the bill speak. House Bill 1162 it really creates an opportunity for those who feel passionately and strongly about the importance of organ donation to reflect that in their driver's license or their license plate. And you know, to me, it's just as an opportunity for folks to express their a deep appreciation, many who are organ donor recipients, for the good that organ donation does in this state. And I would hope that the members of the committee can pass this bill and move it onto the floor. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll let the others speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. Are there any further proponents for House Bill 1162? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
I'm Warren Pankratz, and I'm the registered lobbyist for Sanford Health, as well as for LifeSource, which is the federally designated organ procurement organization responsible for those activities in the Midwest, South Dakota in particular. We have a number of folks who are going to be here today, who are here today to tell you about the benefits of organ donation. Some of them are maybe a recipient, or they may be a donor family. And it can get to be a very emotional discussion for those of you who are familiar with either one of those kinds of persons. And so the one thing I would also add is that two things. One, I want to thank Senator or Representative Lust for being the prime sponsor of our legislation, and also Deb Hilmer from Division of Motor Vehicles, who was instrumental in helping draft this legislation. It's patterned after a first responder plate, and so she was really the author of the legislation, so I want to publicly thank her for that. One of the things that happened, though, is because it's patterned after some existing legislation, she will be offering an amendment to correct an error on page 2, line 14, where it talks about the decal being approved by the Department of Public Safety. The amendment would say that the decal would be approved by the Department of Revenue through motor vehicles. So that would be a friendly amendment, and we would ask that you adopt the amendment and then pass the legislation. So thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents for House Bill 1162? Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And contrary to, I'm sure, most of your belief, I do make mistakes once in a while. I do hate to admit it, but I do have to admit, in this case, I did make a mistake. We do ask that you take action on the amendment that's being passed around right now, and it merely, all it does is it changes it from Department of Public Safety approving the decal to the Department of Revenue approving the decal. And it was an oversight on our part, and I truly apologize for that. I would like to talk a little bit about, because there's always confusion about what the organizational plate looks like and how it works. So I would like to talk a little bit about that. This is a plate that you can either get at the time that you acquire a new vehicle if you don't have a plate that you're transferring from one vehicle to another, or if you choose to get an organizational plate and you already currently have a plate on your vehicle, you would pay a $10 fee for this plate. Otherwise, there's no fee if you get it at the first time. So that might be something that you think about in 2016 when you go to get new license plates. You might want to choose an organizational plate. South Dakota came up with this years ago in an effort to really try to minimize the number of plates that South Dakota has out there. So it's a uniform, consistent design, and it allows the organizations then that participate in the organizational decal process to do fundraising. So if you see a lot of these around, you'll see like SDSU, you'll see Pheasants Forever. There's a number of different designs. We don't care as a state which design, as long as it's an approved design you put on the plate. So if I wanted to support the new program, the Oregon Donate Life program, I could have that decal on there for, say, 6 months. And if I decide that I then want to support Pheasants Forever, I could put a Pheasants Forever decal on my plate. So it does allow you some versatility. There are a number of states, because of the proliferation of plates throughout the United States, some states have 200 and 300 different types of plates. We have minimized that by doing this, and there are other states that are looking at this same process. I just had the state of Iowa contact me to look at the program that we have in an effort for them to be able to let their organizations do fundraisings with their plates. So we truly support this piece of legislation, and we look forward to working with the sponsors in the development of the decal process. I'd be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1162? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Susan Mao Larson, and I am the Director of Public Affairs with LifeSource. As Lauren told you, we are the federally designated organ procurement organization serving South Dakota. We also serve Minnesota, North Dakota, and parts of Wisconsin. What this means is that we really have the privilege of working on a mission that is designed to save lives and offer hope and healing through excellence in organ and tissue donation. So we work very closely every day with families of individuals who have died and are able to extend life to others through their gifts of donation. And we also have the privilege of coming in contact with recipients, those people whose lives were saved from those gifts of donation. And what we know from the donor families and the recipients and other members in the community that we serve is that they really look for opportunities to share in a very public way how strongly they feel about the mission of donation. And it is from them that this request came forward, that we offer in South Dakota a license plate that would allow people to celebrate and share how important donation is to them. And that's why we ask for your support of this bill. I can tell you that as the organization responsible for donation in South Dakota, we would work very closely with Deb Hilmer and her staff at the Department of Revenue to design these plates and help, or the decals, and help make sure they're distributed to those people who are interested. I have, if you're interested in seeing some examples from other states, I have one copy, but we can hand that around. You know, one of the pages could do that. Thank you. On those plates, you will see this logo, Donate Life. You may recognize that. Donate Life is a nationally recognized logo that many organizations who are committed to the mission of donation use as an expression and a brand for people to recognize donation. So it is that design that we would work with Deb's team to try to implement. And I think the South Dakota Lion's Eye and Tissue Bank in South Dakota also uses this logo in their public messaging. And so that is something that I think that we could work in partnership with them as well. So I thank you for your consideration of this bill and hope that you will pass it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents to HB 1162? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Deb Bowman, and I am here today in two roles, one as the senior advisor to the governor, and our office strongly supports this legislation, but also I am a Gift of Life recipient. 13 years ago, this May 18th, I received a kidney transplant. I was one of those lucky persons. I had a living donor, my youngest daughter, who is going to have her first child on March 1st, so I will not be with you the last week of session. And I want to and do celebrate this incredible gift every single day of my life, and I want to share the message of organ donations with others. I had my transplant at Mayo, and I lived at the Gift of Life Transplant House, and I met incredible people who were waiting for the Gift of Life. And I unfortunately lost friends that I developed because the Gift of Life did not come. And so whatever we can do to help celebrate, talk about, advertise, and let people know what an incredible gift organ donation is, I think we should do that, and as does the governor. So I thank Leader Lust for bringing this bill forward, and Deb Hilmer for her efforts in it. And I'd stand by for any questions, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
Thank you very much. Any further proponents for House Bill 1162?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Tim Bjork, and I'm a heart transplant recipient. I received the Gift of Life at the University of Minnesota about 6 years ago now, 6.5 years ago. I remember the day distinctly, and I have a couple things that are my goals in life. First of all, to take care of my gift every day. Second, to thank my donor family. I don't know who that is, but I know they're out there somewhere. And in doing those things, I try and offer hope to the donor families. I try and offer hope to those waiting for donation, and in so doing, supporting organ donation whenever I can. This is one of those times. Very briefly, thank you for your consideration of this bill, and I strongly urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents for House Bill 1162? Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Lucas Lynch, and I come from the Marshall County area of the state up in the northeast corner. And today I'd like to just offer my personal support for House Bill 1162. What a positive way to raise the level of awareness. Frankly, this is a subject I never thought much about until about 2.5 years ago. I'm the proud son of a donor. My mother, Karen, became a donor following her sudden loss of life due to complications from a stroke. The weeks and months following Mom's death, our family began to learn more about the lives that were touched by my mother's precious gifts. I'd also like to extend a very public thank you to LifeSource for communicating to our family in ways that helped to ease the pain of losing a loved one, and a special thank you to all of those that decide to give the greatest gift in this life, and that is of themselves. As for this proposed legislation, we can help raise the awareness of donors in our communities and our state. Precious few decide to be donors, so let's recognize those, if they choose, by lifting their decision up for others to see and become aware of the gifts of life that donors can provide. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be here today, and I ask for your favorable support of House Bill 1162. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents for House Bill 1162? Proponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1162? Opponents? Third and last call for opponents. Very good. Seeing none, we'll obviously waive rebuttal at this point and move on to committee questions. Are there any questions by the committee? Representative Stalzer, go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a question for, I guess, whoever has the amendment. And my question would be whether we should be striking the word safety as well as the word public.
Mr. Chairman, Deb Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. Representative Salzer, the bill or the amendment does say on page 2, delete line 15, which would delete safety at that point.
Okay, with my tablet, it didn't roll it, so I had it pointed out to me while you were walking up here. So sorry for the making you get some extra
I wanted to come up here anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for Ms. Hilmer. You mentioned other states have up to 200 specialty plate stickers. Or is the legislature making the determination of what those 200 could be? Can your department be deemed with the responsibility to keep track or make definitions so we don't have to
do this
every time? Not, and I'll support this with words later, but I have that question.
Mr. Chairman. Representative Hickey, and we do. The legislation that we have, the organizational decal process, is in place. The issue that we ran into with the organ program was that they are not a nonprofit organization on file with the Secretary of State in South Dakota because they're a federally, and I probably won't get this right, so Susan may have to help me, but a federally designated program in the north, in the Midwest, they could not qualify under our current legislation that we have. Otherwise, we do. If you go out to South Dakota sdcars.org, and you get to the Division of Motor Vehicles website, there's organizational plates, and you can go on there and you can actually see all the types of decals that we offer for people to be able to purchase through those organizations. And as a department, we keep you out of that decision making most times, as well as us. So I hope that answers your question.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Steele?
Same question. You say some of these states have like 200. Do you have an idea of how many we have in South Dakota? Just curious.
Mr. Chairman, you mean of the organizational
Of the decals. Of just decals that we put on.
Representative Steele, there's probably, I'm saying in the 75 to 100. Hmm. If you go out to the website, there's a whole list of organizations that actually have qualified for those decals.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Any other questions from the committee? Any discussion? And or action? Representative Hickey?
Yep, thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to move Amendment 11620A, but I'm adding a little part on line 1, or page 1, line 8, to capitalize the word safety. I think it's just a typo. So the amendment as you see it, plus on page 1, line 8, the capitalization of safety, that would be kind of an amended amendment for you here.
Okay, thank you. I'm an absolute shock that there's two mistakes on there. I believe that was seconded by Representative Feichert.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you get the second, Feichert?
Any discussion on the amendment? Representative Stalzer?
Move do pass.
On the amendment. Any discussion? Oops, we have to have a second. Oh, we had the second. Okay. Very good. This will be a voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Any further action? Representative Stalzer.
I'll move do pass on the bill, or as amended.
As amended. Okay. So I told you I still couldn't tell you apart. Seconded by Representative Rasmussen. We're going to have to do some inflection or something there to make those. Okay. So the motion is to pass HB 1162 as due pass, as amended. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Feichert.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Kaiser.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
And Vercio.
Aye.
We have 13 yeas.
Representative Hickey moves consent. The only question I would have would be from the sponsor. Would you like this discussed on the floor, or is consent fine? Oh.
It's a fee that goes to a fund.
Oh, we can't. Yeah, that's right. Oh, no fee? Oh, she says not. What about the $10? Could,
but it's provided in this law. It's a new fee for this collection.
Okay, that's fine. It'll be nice to have this discussed on the floor anyway. Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. It's kind of short and sweet, and I've assumed this would pass as it did. It's kind of a motherhood and apple pie bill. I don't know who would oppose this, so I appreciate that.
remind the committee to leave their binders, and I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Fikert to adjourn, seconded by Duvall.
Yes.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.